Good morning and welcome to News Talk 1130 WISM. It is time for the Redefined Realty Show with your host, John Gescheidmeyer. I'm Paul Kronforst on WISM. And good morning, John. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Paul?
Second week in a row hosting duties. That means Craig and Bob are either working hard or playing hard.
A little bit of both.
That's good.
A little bit of both.
Summer is here. Full swing. July 19th, nice weather in store this weekend. We'll talk about the real estate market, but we've got guests in studio today. We've got more chances for you to win State Fair tickets. In fact, this hour, a four-pack is going to one lucky winner, and we'll do the same thing we've been doing all morning, is picking a name out of a hat. Scott Lamar, back from Honest Home Inspections. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, Paul. Always good to be here.
Good to see you once again. Chris Mancuso is back from Accurate Basement Repair.
Good morning, everybody.
Last time you were on, you had like a stand-in, a fill-in.
I did, a little short guy with a... He has a beautiful mustache, though, but I don't have such mustache. But
like a little Burt Reynolds.
He is a little Burt Reynolds, yes. He's listening right now, so I'm sure he appreciates it.
I'm sure he likes that. We're just joking, of course. Good to see both of you. You are going to take calls, of course, basement, foundation, repair, with Scott Lamar being a board-certified master inspector, master indoor environmental specialist. We'll talk about the mold, the radon. How about inspections on your home for buyers and sellers? All of that, and lines are open. John, we need to talk about Redefined and just get some facts out there at the top of the hour. It starts with your website, redefinedrealty.com. They may notice something at the top, 3.99%.
It's a little bit different. We talk about that every week, that you don't have to pay 6% plus whatever these companies will charge at closing to get full-service real estate representation. And that's on the buyer side as well as the seller side. Full service either way. We've got our up to our $1,000 basically cash back at closing, our buyer rewards program that is so unique. Doesn't have to be our properties. In fact, it doesn't matter who it's listed with. But your first call is the most important, to give us a call and to let us represent you from start to finish. And I think that you'll be very happy. In fact, Scott was just talking off the air about for sale by owners can be a little bit difficult if you don't have that representation. So maybe we'll get into that a little bit later.
My partner
as well.
And I were talking this morning, friends don't let friends buy houses without realtors.
Yeah, that's a great point. FSBOs, for sale by owner, the acronym FSBO we hear about. Bob has said in the past, he says, you know, go for it if you want to give it a try. But there's more involved than just putting a sign on your front lawn, shaking a hand, and exchanging checks.
And I don't know how many inspections I've done where I go in the garage and the house is sold because I'm there and the realtor's sign is out front, but the for sale by owner sign is in the garage.
And Bob has made that point. I know I've made the point. Give it a shot. If you're a seller, throw it out there for 3-4 weeks, see what happens. It's really that MLS exposure. And included in that 3.99% that we charge, you're going to get literally everywhere. You'll be on MLS, which feeds into every other site, such as Trulia and Zillow, Realtor.com, WIHomes.com, Homes.com. A site called hotpads.com that I recently learned about. There's probably about 45 or 50.
I list with you my home, not just on your site. When you're in the MLS, it goes to all of those sites.
Exactly.
Even other competitors in town, the Shore West of the world, all of those companies, right?
Well, and all of their listings are on our site. All of ours are on theirs. We're just trying to track the buyers because, again, we give away that 2.4% co-broke out of the 3.99%. We just keep less, and there's no reason, in our opinion, to pay 6%.
Or
every other
seven,
company,
some places.
Or 8. We talked about that last week. Some of the listings, we've seen 8%. But you know, the other thing is, and these guys are great examples of it. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I call Chris and have his personal cell phone to be able to have that relationship with our trusted advisors, our trusted vendors and contractors. You're not just on a list of people that are paying, you know, to be a part of that 40 or 50 contractors. These are our people, and these are people that we know and trust, and that's why we refer business to them.
Now, what a great chance for callers today. In this first hour of the show, hour number one, we are going to have Scott Lamar, who can answer any inspection question, but the mechanicals of your house, be it you start at the basement and go up to the roof and everything in between. Those questions are welcome. We call them Inspector Gadget here on the program. Chris Mancuso is here from Accurate Basement Repair. And Chris, a little background on your company and what you guys do.
Well, we're a full service basement repair company. We don't do roofs. We don't do remodeling. We do foundation restoration and waterproofing. And there's been a lot of it going on this year. It has been the wettest June. I think it was ranked number 13th in history for Wisconsin as far as the wettest in the area.
The state bird is back, too, that mosquito.
Oh, the state. It is. If you have, and if you have mosquitoes in your basement, and some people do, yeah, if you have too much water, they'll even get down there. So we're definitely ready to answer any foundation problem questions, waterproofing questions. And there's been a lot of them this season.
You know, we have two types of mosquitoes in Wisconsin. The kind that are small enough to get in between the little square and the screen, and the kind that are big enough to open up the door and come in on their own.
If that screen just has a small opening, they do find a way to get it open. And they can be so annoying. You're right. Chris, it was a very wet June. I'm sure you got calls about it. Kind of after the fact, the red flag is, oh, there's a puddle of water on my floor, or the block looks to be damp, or it's literally coming in through the block, or the foundation could be poured as well.
Right.
But there are things to do to prevent that, to nip it in the bud and be a little bit more proactive, and that can start outside the home with your grade.
Absolutely. We call it the wet sock syndrome. A lot of people won't call until they get a wet sock.
Absolutely. Very nice.
But there are things that we talk about, and out of the homes we go to, probably half only need repair. The other half are simple things like grading, gutters, and downspouts. Those are the things that will come up during home inspections, too. And that's where a lot of our referral work comes from, too, is when home inspector like Scott comes in, he'll note some things and tell the people to refer over to a professional to take a better look at things.
So many of these landscapes in Wisconsin look the same. I've talked about this before. You see those arborvitae that are too close and too big and not trimmed well close to the house. And Scott, you've seen this, that people can't even see their grade because there's so much shrubs and bushes around the grade. I don't know what, you know, so you don't really think about it as you walk by.
Well, the other thing about that, too, is as those grow, they raise the soil. So you're raising the soil like 24 inches away from the house, which means that you get a negative towards the foundation.
That's the opposite of the way it should be.
Absolutely. You want a positive away from the foundation. And that shrubbery does grow, and it will pull the soil with it. And now you're creating a ridge there. You're actually creating a place where the water can't get out. So you're trapping the water, so it's got no place to go but towards the foundation.
Part of what Chris does ties into what you do with your mold inspections, I would assume, too.
Absolutely. I was just in a basement yesterday that has, you know, black, we call it black mold, but it's not. It is black mold, but it's not the mold everybody's worried about. However, you know, okay, they were worried about the mold being there, but I'm more concerned with the reason for it. And turned out that we had some drain tile blockage, so those blocks were full of water. Therefore, we're going to start growing that kind of stuff. And so it does tie in together very well there. You can kill the mold, but now you've still got to fix the source, which turned out to be the drain tile.
And there's health concerns, of course, with mold as well.
There is, yeah. It affects very different people differently. I've got a good friend of mine who's a realtor that's having a lot of health issues because he was in a house with mold.
And radon as well. You have got several websites. HonestHomeInspections.com is the biggie.
It is, yeah. And that one will take you to the rest of them as well. Everything's there. They're all linked together.
Chris, do you have a website?
Absolutely. AccurateBasementRepair.com. And we have something called the Education Station. So as your listeners are listening to the program, they can pull up our website. And on that Education Station, Paul, you as a consumer can look at it, and it's laid out for the basic consumer to look at things that they can do to see if they have signs of issues that they may want to address and be proactive on before things get really bad.
That's a great site. I've looked at that. It's really, really very easy to understand.
Good advice, and they might avoid that phone call.
Absolutely.
Not that you don't want those calls. You want those calls.
Absolutely, and I will tell listeners, be patient, because it has been a very, very busy month and a half with all the rain, and be conscientious. If somebody can get you too quickly, that may mean they're sending out someone that isn't quite as experienced, because at Accurate, we won't just hire for the season. I have two other estimators that help out also, and these are seasoned veterans, and these are the people that you want coming out to your house. You don't want somebody just came in, you know, this year or last year to look at it, because
that's an important point, because I always tell people too with realtors, if you call a realtor and they're available in 6 seconds to show you homes.
Oh, absolutely.
It's probably because they're not very busy and they're not experienced.
I believe home inspections the same way, too.
Yep.
That
home
is very true.
Too,
that is very true. And, you know, the other point about both of these guys and how I use them personally in my business, and we do it Redefined, is when we see something, we go to a house, and, you know, we're usually the first person in the house for the most part. We talk to the seller, and we talk a little bit about what they need to do to prepare for the sale, and it may not be until even next spring. And we love to come out and meet people well in advance of when they need to sell. But if we see something, because I've been to Scott's house, will host a lot of workshops, and I think I might be the only realtor that shows up on a
one or two
regular basis. But to me, for me, it's another educational piece for what I can do to provide for my clients, and then pre-inspections are a great way to bring a home inspector in before you sell.
Absolutely. There's much more of those going on now, pre-inspections.
I've heard that. That's a good idea.
Absolutely. And we see much more of it, and Scott can attest to that, than there was 2, 3, 4 years ago. That pre-inspection for the listeners is that really helps cut away and keep the momentum going on a sale. And, you know, once you have that momentum and you're looking at getting asking price or even sometimes above because you don't have these hiccups, Paul,
I can
step in the way, especially if it's a basement issue. It's always better to have that done prior to. Sometimes you can't, but if you are proactive enough to look ahead and get this done before the sign goes up or before you have the offer, then you can keep the momentum. And in some cases, you can get even better than asking price.
Well, and not only that, and that's an awesome point, but then you can take care of things on your schedule and on your time and on your dollars. The unfortunate part is when you are listed and then you have an accepted offer, the home inspector comes in, notes some things. Now you're under a time schedule.
Everyone's chasing.
And you know this because I'll call you and I'll ask Chris, is there any possibility you can squeeze in?
We're closing in 2 weeks. Is there any way you can excavate three walls? And
is there any way you can squeeze in and give me your opinion? But the truth is that you can do that on your own. And so pre-inspection, by hiring a guy like Scott and Honest Home Inspections, is just a huge benefit to a seller prior to. And then you know what issues you're dealing with.
I would like to see more of them. We just don't do them here. We do the inspection for the buyer. The seller's sitting on pins and needles, hoping we don't catch things. We do catch them. There's not much that gets by us. And then everything's, in turmoil at that point in time. Now we got to get estimates. We got to find out what's going on. If you do this ahead of time, your house is sold, you go to closing. It's just that easy.
And peace of mind.
And even if there's something wrong, you disclose it.
Yeah.
If you don't want to fix it, you disclose it. That way it's out in the open and everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah, that is a good point. You don't have to fix or address all of these things, but you must disclose it. Full transparency.
Yes.
Don't try to hide it. It's going to come back.
There's lawsuits out there now for people trying to hide them.
And you could close and say, well, we got away with that one.
It can still come back and bite you.
Right.
A year later or more.
Exactly. What a rare opportunity. You can ask real estate questions. Buyers and sellers can talk to John Gescheidmeyer. John's your host today for the Redefined Realty Show, but also in studio is Home Inspector Scott Lamar, board certified master inspector, so he can talk about anything in your home regarding the process itself of the inspection. Or, of course, you've got furnace questions. Guy, you look down chimneys, you see all kinds of cool things, little stories. You can talk to Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair as well today. They're all in studio till 10 o'clock. Lines are open, and each caller today is tossed in a hat. At the end of the hour, there's one winner for a four-pack of State Fair tickets. We're going to give that away this hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, State Fair is coming up.
State Fair. It's my favorite.
I love State Fair. The only problem is that means summer's coming to a close.
Oh, yeah, it's sad afterwards, but it's best place to people watch.
You said it's been a wet June. It has been a wet June. We've had a period here of about 3 or 4 days with no rain. I think that was the longest this summer.
I think so, too.
And I've been cutting my grass every 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going burning through gas. I'm filling up those 5-gallon gas tanks. I'm always driving up to PDQ in the corner in Cedar Bay. More gas, huh?
Yeah.
All these other neighbors filling them up.
The good news is your grass is still green, though.
I love it.
That's true.
It's well worth the expense of the gas, having that nice green and freshly cut grass. So your calls are welcome. It's a beautiful day outside. 72 right now. Fox 6 weekend forecast details are coming up next. But more importantly, your questions are next as we continue the Redefined Realty Show. The phone lines are open. You'll get right through with your questions. How about the foundation of your home? Get questions on the foundation. That's why Chris Mancuso is here. Scott Lamar, our guest from Honest Home Inspections. And, of course, Mr. John Gescheidmeyer for your real estate questions right here on WISN.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining us today. This is the Redefined Realty Show. We think our 3.99% full-service closing commission is the best choice in town. Stay tuned and tell us what you think. Visit RedefinedRealty.com for more details, meet all of our agents online, and list your property today. Our office can be reached anytime at 262-732-5800. Let's get back to the show, but before we do, please take a moment to listen to our radio show sponsors and trusted vendors.
John Whalen of Cornerstone Development here. Come check out our lifestyle changers, ranch-style condominium communities in the suburbs. Isn't it time you enjoy low-maintenance living? Check out www.cornerstonedevelopment.com. We've got models open every day, and we're ready to help you enjoy the good life. www.cornerstonedevelopment.com.
For one of the most thorough home inspections and one of the most comprehensive reports in the industry, trust Honest Home Inspections and Milwaukee Mold Inspector. 262-424-5587. That's 262-424-5587. Or visit honesthomeinspections.com. Milwaukee Mold Inspector is a division of Honest Home Inspections.
Hi, Chris Mancuso here of Accurate Basement Repair. At Accurate Basement Repair, we fix your basement issues. Take a good look at your basement, check the walls for cracking, look down low for any signs of seepage. Don't risk your biggest investment. Accurate Basement Repair is your resource for foundation restoration and waterproofing. Call Accurate Basement Repair at 414-744-6900. That's 414-744-6900. Estimates are always free.
Inspector Gadget, he is. He's our guest today, Scott Lamar from Honest Home Inspections, along with Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. Where are you located, Chris?
We are located near the airport, but we serve all the way from Kenosha to Port and west. But the farther west you go, the less basement problems there are. And just
oh, really?
Conditions change. Yeah.
Because the soil conditions change as you go further west.
That is correct. Soil conditions change as you go farther west. So, and Scott will attest to that, too. And as a realtor, you can attest that there's less basement issues as you go farther west.
Which means along the lake, there's what, more clay?
More clay, and especially in some areas like Menominee Falls is where a good movie butter, our bread, North Shore, those areas are big basement issues, Greendale, Greenfield. But as you go farther west, their soil conditions change and less clays.
Chris is here to answer your foundation, your basement questions, any kind of repair questions or concerns. Maybe there's a red flag popped up. You've got some issues there. Scott Lamar, of course, with any home inspection question or any kind of gadget question in your house, or if it's your furnace, maybe your air conditioning. By the way, I haven't even turned on the air outside of maybe 2 or 3 days this year. You know what's coming. In fact, by Tuesday, I think 86 and humidity,
yeah,
which is when you normally turn it on.
If you haven't turned it on, you should at least test it, make sure it works, because it's going to hit 90 degrees and it's not going to work for you, and then you're going to be calling everybody, and,
yes,
and they're going to be busy.
You know they're going to be busy because
yeah,
everybody's in the same boat. At least make sure it works. And then, of course, your real estate questions for John Gescheidmeyer from Redefined Realty. Before we give out your office number, because staff is standing by at your office right now, John, for every caller we mention, you're going to be tossed in a hat, and we're going to pick out a winner for the State Fair tickets. Also, to sweeten the deal, each caller is getting a $10 gift card, and that's for Quaker Steak and Lube. That's in New Berlin, one of your favorite places, I know, John.
I do like that place. In fact, I'm headed there right after this to pick those gift cards up. So those of you who are waiting for yours from last Saturday, I'm getting them. So they will be on the way. But
We do mail these out, so you'll get them in the mail.
You'll get those, and boy, the State Fair tickets would be a great reason to call alone, but we'll throw those in as well.
So every caller gets the $10 card to Quaker Steak and Lube, and one of you will win the 4-pack of tickets to State Fair. John, now you cover all of the state of Wisconsin. You will go wherever. But really, if you've got questions, you can call the office. You've got folks there right now.
We do. And the easiest way to get a hold of us is 262-732-5800. That's our main number for our office in Delafield. And a lot of people think we just deal with the Lake Country area, Milwaukee, Waukesha counties. Of course, we specialize in southeastern Wisconsin, but we've listed properties in Door County. I was in the office yesterday, and someone called in about listing a lot up in Washera. I don't have any idea where that is, Scott.
I don't either. I was called yesterday to go to Berlin for a mold inspection, and that's a little too far for me to go for
Germany.
That's what
like,
I thought.
Berlin.
It's in Wisconsin. It's in Berlin. It's Fox Valley somewhere.
We have a lot of. We have an Alaska, Wisconsin.
Do we
drove through. Yeah, drove through that.
We have an Onalaska.
Yeah, and there's an Onalaska, correct?
And we do have a Rome, Wisconsin too.
Boy, what a history lesson or geographic lesson here on the program. You do cover all those. Yeah, and a lot of names that we can't pronounce. When folks come in our news department from out of the area, they are just blown away by the pronunciations.
Well, I can't imagine. Waukesha, Maquonago.
Kinnickinnick.
Right.
Oconomowoc. We're so used to it, but the outsiders will say Waukesha.
Right.
And all the other, they're just very difficult to pronounce. You cover the entire state, so questions about buying or selling a home. And is summer a slower time? Does it pick up right around as we approach August? I mean, we're about 5-6 weeks away from kids going back to school. But summer things kind of slowed down a little bit. The opposite side of that is the markets has heated up.
It has heated up, and we're about 10% higher listing wise than we were last summer. But last summer was very slow in the middle of the summer. You know, right about now, we had a very slow as far as a peak goes with showings. It's still a really good time to list your home. There are still buyers out there looking for new homes. I deal with a lot of buyers, do a lot of showings, and they're kind of getting really tired, especially in New Berlin, Brookfield, parts of the city of Waukesha and the townships around in that area. They're looking for new properties. They're waiting for new properties to hit the market. And so now is a perfect time to do that. And with Redefined, like anyone else, we'll come out absolutely for free, do a market analysis. I know my market analysis is usually about 40 to 60 pages. It's pretty in-depth. But it all starts with being able to see that property and all the updates that you've done and the things that are happening in your area.
Do you suggest a price then to list our house?
I do. I always give a range. And I'll let my sellers decide how aggressive they want to be. If they want to be a little more aggressive, they'll be on the lower side of that. But no matter what any realtor tells you, let's be honest, it's your home. And you can list it for what you want. But it's really difficult to market a home that is overpriced. And the market will always pay for what the house is worth. We always say it in this show, and that's the right time for the right buyer at the right price.
If it is the right time and a buyer comes through that says, this is just the place I've always looked for, and the realtor said, you know, well, that price is way too high, you're not going to sell it. Well, maybe the homeowner, maybe they will, I don't want to say get lucky, because all it takes is one buyer. But the flip side of that is your house could sit at that price for months and months and months.
And then it becomes stale in the buyer's minds. Mm-hmm. And so if you've been on the market for a long time, there's a strategy that some realtors will use. They'll take the home off the market for a few days and then relist it. But let's face it, you know. And so for me, and I think most of our agents at Redefined, and we're all full-time agents, we come in and we set a plan in place. And that plan does involve a pre-inspection. If there's issues with a basement, like I saw in Franklin, you might remember on Belmar Drive, when we helped that home, the first thing I said to him was, you've got a drain tile issue here, and we need to get someone in. They called Accurate. They were extremely happy with the service and the guys. And it's just a seamless process when you can bring in the experts like are here in the studio. Like
that work together a lot and are used to that.
Because it's all about getting people to where they want to be.
Let's go to the phones and take some questions. We still have a few lines open. Every caller is getting $10 to spend at Quaker Steak and Lube and a gift card. Every caller gets that. And one of you is getting 4 tickets to State Fair. Gary's first from Lisbon. Good morning. You're on WISN.
Good morning. My question is, I've got a basement window well that is pulled away from the foundation about an inch, inch and a half. And about once every 6 years, if it rains really hard, hasn't happened this year, but the water runs up to that basement window well and comes in where that little separation is, and then it comes in the basement through the basement window. So my question is twofold. One, I know I need some grading issues, you know, addressed. And two, who do I get to fix that window well? And is there a better cover to put over it than what I can buy at a hardware store?
Well, a couple things. If what is that window well made out of?
Steel.
Steel? Yeah, you have two things. Either the window well is pulling away because the earth is dragging it away, maybe vegetation or something, a tree, something like that, or your wall could be pushing in. So I would look at your wall, because if your wall's pushing in, you definitely have a bigger problem than just the window well.
Yeah.
But otherwise, that window well needs to be dug out, reset, and bolted into the wall itself.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's bolted.
Yeah, if you have an, if it's a, is it a large window well? Is it an egress?
No.
Or is it standard?
Yeah, standard.
Just a standard. Yeah, it just needs to be reset. That's a pretty easy. That's a pretty easy thing.
So now, who do I get to do that?
You can probably get a landscaper to do that. Is your best bet. Just get a landscaper who'll reset those. And as far as covers, you can go to a big box store and buy them. Otherwise, you can always call somebody who does plating. You know, like a glass company.
Those covers look. Don't they just dress it up and look cleaner when you have them on?
And it keeps rodents out.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that the cover really is there to keep the debris out. I mean, it's going to keep a certain amount of water out, but it's more or less there to keep the debris out because there is a drain, or there should be a drain, in that window well.
No, I bought some plastic covers at one of the box stores, and it didn't come with any screws or any attachment to the house. But I assume you're supposed to somehow get that attached to the foundation or to the house somehow. Otherwise, it's just floating there.
Yeah, you can clip them down, and they'll blow away if you don't have them clipped
down.
They'll blow away, but you know, you don't want to be screwing too much into the foundation.
Into the foundation itself.
You can come up with, you know, and screw them into that well itself. But as far as your well, just have it reset. And if you don't like the covers out there, go to a glass place, and they can cut a piece of plexiglass for you.
Plexiglass.
Yeah, and have it custom cut. That is another option.
These covers that you buy, I bought them at Menards, I bought them at Ace, they just don't last.
No, they don't.
No.
The couple years is pretty much it.
Yeah.
They're just little plastic ones,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And UV breaks them down. They'll always break.
Yeah.
They'll always be
winter. Well, think of what winter does to it. All the weight of ice and snow.
The weight of the snow, the UV rays. UV rays really are probably more than
families of raccoons moving in.
Yeah. All right, then.
I'm going to put you back on hold, okay, Gary?
Grading.
I don't need anything.
No, you don't even want the free stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking Gary's.
Thank you.
I'll take it.
Those plexiglass covers, you don't have to remove in the winter. They last forever. That's a great idea. And they're low landscape, so you can't see those. Some people think there's a little bit of a detraction to those from a curb appeal. But the bottom line is, with those, you can't see those.
I actually think they look better when they're on. To me, it just looks clean and neat as opposed to having it empty and just water and stuff.
Different opinions.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Just leaves out. That's the big thing.
Yeah, and those are things listeners should do, too, as you're looking at the rest of your home. Take a look inside those window wells, and I'm guilty of it, too. So then you look down, and you're like, oh, there's 5 inches of leaves, you know, leaves in
and
there.
And a family of mice.
And mice,
the
yeah,
wet leaves, Scott, you mentioned leaves, too. That's a good point. Get those out of there, right?
Yeah, well, they turn to dirt. And you get enough dirt in there, and it will clog that drain. There is a drain. There's supposed to be a drain in all the window wells that
in the egress
down.
Window wells, in the standard window wells, there should be enough stone.
Should be enough gravel. That's
gravel.
A drain.
Why
right?
are in those, not the egress, but the standard windows and basements are always the cheapest windows, seems to me, on the market, with one little latch that closes it. And that's my protection to the elements, to the outside. Can we upgrade that? Can you caulk it? I mean, you want that to open
and
let air in, right?
And there's a lot more options.
No.
Let's talk about that. Chris and I were just talking about that. Very rarely do you really want to open a basement window.
Even 4 or 5 minutes to let air in?
Well, you're the problem with that.
You forget.
No, it's warm outside. So you're going to let that air into the basement. That warm, moist air is carrying, let's say, 80% humidity. It goes into that cooler basement, and that cool air has to get rid of that humidity, and it becomes condensation.
That makes sense.
So, no, we really
keep them closed.
Yeah, you can open them up.
Or glass block them.
Yes.
If the outside air is about the same as the inside air, that's okay to open that up and get some fresh air flowing through there.
Yeah, it's just like basic physics. Now, no one, don't turn your dial because I'm talking about physics. But anyway, if it's
surprised we have a foundation guy talking about physics.
Isn't that? Now, that's amazing on its own. But if it's anything warm gets attracted to cool. So your basement's cool, Paul. So if it's warm outside, that warm air will be pulled in. If it happens to be warm, dry air, but we're not in Arizona, usually in, you know, Wisconsin, if it's warm air, it's usually warm,
damp.
Very
damp
humid
air. So that warm, damp air gets pulled into your basement. It actually becomes damper than it would be if you kept them shut.
That's good advice. So keep those closed.
Yes,
just go on the outside and clean out that debris.
Yeah. You should not have any debris in those window wells. We see that a lot, too, because there's gravel there that should allow that water to drain versus building up.
Mm-hmm.
If all that gravel is covered with dirt, then it's going to build up with water, and it is going to go into your windows.
So would you suggest then glass blocking all of your...
I like glass block.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Privacy, too. You can't see through
it. And security as well.
The thermal factor.
And it looks cool.
Much more energy efficient, too.
It's got to be more efficient than the windows.
They do have an R factor to them because there's a space in between there that carries air.
What about, and this is my last question, but on that little cheap window that I got in both of my, I think I got three in the house, could I caulk that to make it a tighter seal for winter?
Caulk will probably help. Yeah, I mean,
if I'm not going to open it anyway,
it's not likely coming through the glass. It's coming in through the sash.
Right.
I mean, your air is actually moving through the sash, so caulking that is okay.
I mean, it seems to be a tight seal when I close that clamp down. It's nice and tight, but still,
caulk is not going to hurt. There's a product on the market that I know the big box stores have, and it's got various names: seasonal caulk, seal and peel.
Zip away.
There's different names for that, but that is a caulk that you can caulk your windows. You can do this on your wood windows on the inside of the house, too. And during the winter, that will seal those sashes. And then in the spring, you grab that, and it just pulls right off.
Oh, good.
It's really good stuff.
And not hard. You don't have to chisel away at it.
Nope, you just pull it, and it pulls off. And
great advice.
It won't hurt the finish of the windows either.
Our last caller did not want the gift card, and that's fine. If you don't want the prizes we're giving away, we're not going to be insulted. Chris said he'll take that one, so we'll remember that. But each caller today is getting a $10 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube there in New Berlin. And each caller has a chance to win the 4-pack of State Fair tickets. A couple lines are still open, and we've got about 15 minutes left with our guests from Accurate Basement Repair, Chris Mancuso, and, of course, Scott Lamar is here with your host, John Gescheidmeyer from Redefine Realty. Here comes Frank calling from Greenfield. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Guys, just to give you an idea for those window well covers, I put a 2-inch piece of Velcro on three sides, and I've had them on for, I bet, 4 or 5 years. Never a problem.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
Wow. You know,
I did that at my old house, too. I forgot about that. That's a good idea.
Instead of screws or tape?
There's a heavier duty Velcro that you can buy, too, versus just
and you
the
can always
stuff.
Pull the Velcro off if for some reason you don't want them later or something. So.
Yeah, just like those Velcro tennis shoes that you saw.
Yeah, that's
great idea. I like that.
That was for a different purpose, Paul. You couldn't tie your shoes until you were 15, you said.
I used to have those.
One other question I have for you. You were talking, I didn't catch it all when I turned the program on. There's an assessment, something like a 40-page assessment you can do on your home or something.
Yeah, John mentioned a comparative market analysis. They call it a CMA at Redefined.
And Frank, that's one of the things that any agent will do for you. I get really in-depth with mine, and, of course, we all look at the neighborhood. We look at the comparables that are out there that are actively listed, because that would be your competition if you listed today or tomorrow or whenever you listed. So you have to be mindful of that. But we also have to be mindful of what an appraiser would look at. The appraiser will only look at sold data, and usually they tend to go only a quarter of a mile or a half a mile and then about 3 to 4 months back in price or in sold. So those are things that we have to pay attention to. I give you a lot of materials and a lot of updates in the first two pages. I don't expect you to read a 40 to 50 page analysis, but we really get in depth with our market analysis. Any agent can do that at Redefined. Yeah. We've got agents there now, and you can call our office as well.
John, I will give you a call next week, and maybe we can set up an appointment.
Sure, Frank, anytime.
My daughter has a home in Bayview, and we're starting to get some inklings of maybe selling it. And getting something else. So
I may actually have a couple buyers looking in Bayview. I've been down there twice in the last 2.5 weeks.
Bayview's really been...
Bayview?
Yeah, Bayview's been really hot.
For real estate.
Yeah, really. I mean, they're doing so much on KK, Kinnickinnick Avenue, that it's a good time. Make sure your daughter looks at the basement, too, because those structures are fairly old there. Those are some of the originals in Milwaukee, but...
Well, her basement is actually in very good condition, and I've done... I had a guy come in and do the basement joints.
The tuck pointing?
Yeah, tuck pointing.
Good idea, because that's very good preventative maintenance type things. I mean, that's a very good idea.
Frank, thanks for the call. What's the phone number to call Redefine, John?
262-732-5800. Or, Frank, you can go to any one of our agents directly from our website. If you go to our contact us part of RedefineRealty.com. You'll see all of our agents' bios and contact information.
Thank you so much for the phone call and the questions. RedefineRealty.com for more information. And Accurate Basement Repair has a website as well. That's AccurateBasementRepair.com, surprisingly enough. And easy to remember, Chris.
Easy to remember.
And Chris, just a quick question. You talked about Bayview basements. With those foundation walls, are those very, I mean, they look like to me that they're about 12 inches thick or so. Are those solid walls?
They're not. Well, they can be. Some walls in Bayview can actually be made out of like a limestone, too. Most of them are a brick foundation. And the brick foundations, there's nothing wrong with them if they were cared for. And some of the homes down there that had some deferred maintenance, because there's a good deal of the homes there that are well over 100 years old, but those foundations can be addressed and can be fixed if they're leaking. I can get any basement dry.
That music is a subtle hint that we're supposed to break, guys. Or not so subtle if they turn it up louder. I can hear it. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. But we do have another segment left. We've got callers to get to as well. If you're on hold, Barb in Hartford, you're going to be next on WISN. Everybody gets a $10 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube and a four-pack of State Fair tickets going to one lucky caller at the end of the hour.
We have 15 experienced full-time agents waiting to meet you. Just click the green Listen Now button at RedefineRealty.com or call our office for an appointment at 262-732-5800. It's a hot market like this, and a 3.99% closing commission makes a ton of sense. Stay tuned. The guys are coming back on right now.
We are back on WISN, 72 degrees. Right now, your forecast from Fox 6, which I failed to pass along. I have it memorized, actually, right by now. It's sunshine today and a high up to 77 degrees. 78. Nice day. Tonight, fair skies, a low of 62, partly to mostly sunny, and tomorrow's high, 81, getting even warmer and slightly more humid on Monday, a high up to 86 degrees. No complaints, guys, right? I mean, I kind of like this weather. It feels like summer.
Not until you get in the attic, anyway.
How is that attic these days?
I call it summer attic inspection. That's my summer weight loss program.
I can just imagine.
He is smart, though. He does it last in his inspection.
Because you usually get dirty, but then it's warmer than it was in the morning, too.
When you do home inspections, you start at the foundation and go up?
We start outside.
Okay.
And then work your way. We do the outside, and people always say, well, how come you wear long sleeves? Well, mosquitoes are one of them. You're outside in the morning, and they're trying to attack you. That's one of the reasons for it. And then we go into the basement. The basements are usually cooler. So
yeah.
It's always the same temperature in the basement.
Well, we have a basement question right now that has water in it, and it's Barb in Hartford. What's your problem up there, Barb?
Oh, good morning, guys. Actually, it's a very good friend of mine. She'd like to sell her house, and the problem she's running into is something that she has just dealt with herself for years. And the problem is she's in Germantown, and apparently there are these springs, and basically she's sitting on a very high water table. And her sump pump pretty much runs... When there's no rain and it's dry, it maybe runs every 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. When there's any kind of rain coming down, it's pretty much constant. And if it's a lot of rain, she does get some water seepage along the edges of a couple of walls. But she's had it evaluated and evaluated. And basically she's been to the city to look at the maps, and they've basically told her that she's just sitting on top of these springs, and there's nothing that can be done. But
Well, it's.
I'm just wondering if you've run across this, if you have any ideas or suggestions.
Sure. It's very rare that there's something that can't be fixed. And Scott will attest to that also. I mean, it's very rare. In your friend's situation, and listeners, if you have an issue where the pump is running that much and continuously, usually the answer is a larger pump or a secondary capturing situation. Yeah. What I mean by that is if you only have one.
Already put in the second crock, so she's got two crocks, and if it's raining, she has a utility pump she uses as well.
Well, that's okay. If she has two crocks, then the third might be the answer, and it's not. You know, people who are listening are thinking, oh my Lord, I can't believe that. But yeah, there are situations where there's up to three crocks in homes, and even one we did that we put four in, especially if it's a lake property and the basement is below the water level.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, I mean, people do, they buy there and they build there because it's beautiful. And in your friend's situation, it's very likely that we can take care of it, you know. Tell her, steer to our website and our phone number, 414-744-6900.
AccurateBasementRepair.com.
Correct. And I'm confident we'll be able to handle that situation just
so
by a capturing system.
Would you
system.
Come out and look at it and evaluate it and talk to her without charging her? Because she's tired of paying people to come out and, you know, basically tell her.
No, it won't cost her anything. She just has to be patient with calling us because we definitely won't be able to get there tomorrow.
Well, she's been patient with this for quite a few years.
Then she's right up our alley.
Do you give an estimate then, Chris? Is that the process?
Absolutely. We give an estimate. And if nothing needs to be done, then we tell you nothing needs to be done. But it sounds like your friend definitely is going to have something done. And again, it sounds like a capturing system, which just means an endpoint where
there's
a sump pump.
And you're suggesting that it's possible that an additional crock will mean that they won't be running constantly? Because that's the problem she's had with, you know, people that are interested in a nice home in Germantown. And it's a very nice home, but they once they hear that, you know, this she's sitting on this high water table and the sump pump pretty much runs nonstop.
But if they're running, that's a good thing, Chris, right?
Yeah, as long as it's dry, it's fine. And you know, they need to have, and that's why, you know, with Redefine, you have to have an experienced agent that knows how to present that, because it's not unusual in some circumstances. If it's a beautiful house, it's a beautiful house.
And the pumps are working. They're doing their job.
Correct. And you just put in the right system, and your house will sell. I mean, at my own home, my pumps run continuously. I live in Muskego, which is not known for being
dry. So they're running all the time, too?
Yep.
Now, if this work is done, is that something that's disclosed? You get a guy like John and a realtor then says, hey, this work was done, and here's the information on it?
Correct. And if it's not a problem and there's nothing to be disclosed, if she's having seepage, which it sounds like she is, then that's something that needs to be disclosed because there's water seepage, Paul. But
You don't disclose something that's not problematic.
It's not problematic. If your roof was leaking, you would disclose it. But once you put a new roof on,
you don't say a word.
You got a new roof.
Yeah.
Hey, Barb, as we wrap up this hour, one more time, it's AccurateBasementRepair.com.
Okay.
Thank you. Good luck to you and your friend, okay?
Thank you very much.
I'm going to put you on hold, too, just in case Spencer needs to get your information. We do have, it's 10:01, so what we're going to do is take our last break, come back and finish up with all the information and websites, announce the winner of the four-pack of tickets. And then, John, we've got another hour next hour that we'll talk more about Redefine. We've got another guest coming in. I do want to thank both of our guests, Scott Lamar and Chris Mancuso, who represent Accurate Basement Repair, and, of course, Scott with Honest Home Inspections. Their website, their phone number, and all that information is coming up next as we continue on the Redefine Realty Show. You're listening to News Talk 1130 WISN. I'm Paul Kronforce, your host. We'll be right back.
If you list with Redefine Realty, you'll be on all those websites and many more. Best of all, our closing commission is only 3.99%. Visit us online at redefinedrealty.com. Before we get started, just a quick message from our sponsor.
Since 1961, Carrick Homes has been delivering innovative home designs in unique neighborhoods. Visit carrickhomes.com. That is K-A-E-R-E-K homes.com. Or call 414-321-5300 to see how you can with Carrick.
Hi, it's John Reitz from Great Midwest Bank. For 78 years, Great Midwest has specialized in locally serviced mortgages. Mortgages are what we do. So whether you're looking to buy, build, or refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com to learn more about our great service, great rates, and more. Great Midwest Bank, simply local, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
All right, we're back on WISN. Ooh, Kiss. Good bumper music. They're now in Vegas, apparently, doing one of those shows. They're never going to stop playing Kiss.
That's all right.
Like 80.
I think he's 80, actually.
I think
he might be.
That was one of my... I hate reality shows, but that show was one of my favorites. I just liked watching... He stumbles around the house. They make fun of him. You know, he's kind of the goofy dad.
Ozzy Osbourne was on one of those.
So that was the first one.
That was... I can't remember what that was called.
That was interesting.
He doesn't speak. It's not even a language when he speaks anymore, Ozzy. All right, let's thank our guest today. Oh, first, we have a winner. The State Fair tickets, it's a four-pack. It's going to Barb. We picked out the hat, and Spencer picked out Barb's name. She was the last caller of the hour. We're doing that again next hour, so stay tuned for that. And we are mailing out the gift cards to the Quaker Steak and Lube. We want to thank our guest, Chris Mancuso. You do so much at Accurate Basement Repair, waterproofing, foundation, wall rebuild, steel-braced wall reinforcements, full excavation, egress windows, drain tile testing. You have a website and a phone number we'll give out.
Absolutely. It's accuratebasementrepair.com and 414-744-6900.
We thank you again, Chris, for your time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Paul.
And then we'd like to thank Inspector Gadget, of course, Scott Lamar from Honest Home Inspections. What's the best way to get in touch with you?
262-424-5587, honesthomeinspections.com. We also have MilwaukeeMoldInspector.com. And I also wanted to mention, too, that one of the things that Chris said is he said, if I come out and there's nothing wrong, I'm not going to sell you something. That is one of the reasons that we use Accurate Basement Repair. I'd like to say that industry is just questionable. And so there's a lot of really good guys out there, but there are some that I just don't trust.
Scott, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Always happy to be here.
Have a great weekend. Now, Hour 2 continues with your host, John Gescheidmeyer. Next hour, our guest is from Cornerstone Development. John Whalen will be back in studio talking about those great condos at Cornerstone Development. This is News Talk 1130 WISN.
Saturday morning is always a great time to talk real estate. This is Bob Tarantino, president of Redefine Realty. Each week we bring you the most up-to-date market conditions right here in southeastern Wisconsin. Our team of agents is as experienced and hardworking as any you will find. Before you sign a 6% listing contract, consider interviewing one of our 3.99% agents. Information is powerful, and a 15-minute meeting at your home with a Redefine Realty agent will be well worth your time. Here's a quick message from a few of our radio show sponsors and trusted vendors.
For one of the most thorough home inspections and one of the most comprehensive reports in the industry, trust Honest Home Inspections and Milwaukee Mold Inspector. 262-424-5587. That's 262-424-5587. Or visit honesthomeinspections.com. Milwaukee Mold Inspector is a division of Honest Home Inspections.
Hi, Chris Mancuso here of Accurate Basement Repair. At Accurate Basement Repair, we fix your basement issues. Take a good look at your basement, check the walls for cracking, look down low for any signs of seepage. Don't risk your biggest investment. Accurate Basement Repair is your resource for foundation restoration and waterproofing. Call Accurate Basement Repair at 414-744-6900. That's 414-744-6900. Estimates are always free.
John Whalen of Cornerstone Development here. Come check out our lifestyle changers, ranch-style condominium communities in the suburbs. Isn't it time you enjoy low-maintenance living? Check out www.cornerstonedevelopment.com. We've got models open every day, and we're ready to help you enjoy the good life. www.cornerstonedevelopment.com.
And we are back with hour number two. We continue the Redefine Realty Show with John Gescheidmeyer, and we'd like to welcome back into the studio from Cornerstone Development, John Whalen is here. Good to see you once again, John.
Thank you, Paul. Nice to be here.
Welcome back. We've got so much to talk about, and before we even take any questions at all, I just want to let the callers know we're going to do the same thing, that every caller that calls in, we're going to get into what Cornerstone Development is all about. Condo living. The condos that we talk about are phenomenal. If you've got questions for John, you'll get a gift card for $10 to Quaker Steak and Lube. and everybody gets tossed in that same hat that we've been picking out of all day long. One lucky winner at the end of the hour. You get four tickets to State Fair. So that's what's going on. John Gescheidmeyer from Redefine Realty. Let's talk about Cornerstone Development. Let's talk condos, John.
Well, you know, if we were talking condos 3-4 years ago, it might have been a little more difficult than today. But we were just talking, John and I were talking off the air about just how things have been going lately. And it sounds like things are going very well on your end.
They are. They really were excited. We in Sussex today, we grand opened the pool and the deck.
You dress like a luau.
That's what we're going to have. We're going to have a luau this afternoon. Got like 75 people coming.
Steel drummer, you said?
76 drum. Now, John.
76.
77 if you're at
seven.
Me.
You're invited,
you
Paul.
Roasting a pig. You know, it's going to be fun. What we try to do is create a neighborhood and a lifestyle. And so some of these folks that they're not yet in, but they can meet their future neighbors.
Now, where is this located?
This is in Sussex, very southernmost part of Sussex, beautiful area. You go up 164, past Capitol Drive, about 2.5 miles, and it's on the left, right at the, it's a winding tree-lined entrance to go up the hill.
Beautiful setting, right?
It is.
And the views, these condos are ranch-style condos. Mm-hmm. You call it a neighborhood.
Right.
The streets, everything, everything is like condo living, like most people would expect. You don't have to do yard work. You don't have to shovel or plow your driveway. That's done for you.
And you're not going to have anyone living above you, living below you. That's what I call stacked product.
I mean, the this footsteps above. Side. Remember no the you know all those kind of like apartment living.
Right.
It's not like that at all.
It is not. You'll feel like you're in your home.
Yeah.
But the maintenance is being taken care of outside.
Now, that is in Sussex. Cornerstone Development has some other areas as well.
Right. We're in Maguanago. We have the Glen of Maguanago. That's on the north end of Maguanago. 83, just north of NN. There's a Culver's and a Waukesha State Bank. We're right to the east of it. You just turn on Black Bear Boulevard, and you get these incredible views.
I was just going to say, and I've seen these views, you know, from the condo looking out. All these folks on my remodeling show in the morning talk about, especially the window people, bringing the outdoors in. So much of where you live is your surroundings, not just the four walls and what you're looking at, but what's outside and what are you looking at? The views are fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in Maguanago, you can probably see for 15, 20 miles.
Yeah.
Vernon Marsh and beyond.
So you want to take a walk? You want to take the dog? And yes,
you want to go down to our pond? Because the homeowners there own this pond. You can fish. Mm. You can float a canoe.
You can. Now, we can talk about all these, you know, if, oh, condo living, all these rules, requirements, bylaws. There's a board, and, oh, I don't know if I want that. I think it's different. And, John, that's what you said. It's not what it was 3 to 5 years ago, at least not at Cornerstone. We'll address all of that, from the pets to what you, you know, you can be a part of the neighborhood if you want to go to the luau, if you want to be by yourself and be quiet and anonymous, you can do that too. It's your own house.
Right. That's exactly right. But, you know, what I love to do is challenge the public out there listening. If you have some preconceived notion about living in condominiums that maybe concerns you, call us. Bring it up. Let's address it. Some of the things that you mentioned, yes, there are bylaws, there are rules and regulations. They're meant to maintain value, and they're meant to create that neighborhood that is going to look great 10, 15 years from now.
Ooh, that's a good way to put it, John. Maintain value.
Mm-hmm. The greatest part about living in a condo, like John just said, is that a lot of the outside stuff is taken care of. So maybe you're downsizing. Maybe you're getting up there a little bit in age where you just don't want to shovel. You don't want to cut the grass. You've done that for 40, 50 years. Inside the shell, the walls of the condo, that's your space. You can do what you want with it for the most part. You can't take down load-bearing walls because that would affect the property itself. But you're able to customize things. These are brand new. They're new,
right?
And everyone likes new, whether it's a new car, a new condo, a new home.
Well, with new, you get it your way, and you get a warranty. And so you might like maple cabinets. You might like an ivory or a white cabinet. You might like cherry cabinets. It doesn't matter. You're going to get what you want.
So if I want granite, I can have granite.
It's included.
If I want a hardwood floor, I can have that. Or if I want to go tile, go tile.
Absolutely.
I'm looking at the exterior of your condos, and this website is phenomenal because there's video tours, not just pictures, videos that virtually walk you through all the rooms. I urge you to go there, cornerstonedevelopment.com. The exterior is brick and stone.
We try, and yet it's low maintenance. In Seven Stones, you're seeing hardy plank, which is a cement fiber board, and you're seeing hardy trim. So there's not a stitch of wood on the outside of those homes. And so we, and then we go after this European country look.
Yeah.
Which has resonated well with people.
Yeah, I mean, just aesthetically, it's beautiful. Yes. Fireplaces on a, built on a 45-degree angle on the inside I'm looking at. Again, gorgeous. A pool, a swimming pool. There's that main clubhouse where I assume your luau is taking place today.
That's where it's happening, yes.
Grills. You know, if you want the Packer party on Sunday, you can have it.
Right.
What time is that today?
3 to 6.
What time are you open? I know it's you're open almost every, I
we
think every day.
Right.
Well, that's amazing. At both places?
Well, you see, it might be more convenient for someone to come out Monday through Friday. So we're open 10 to 5. Or on the weekends, 12 to 5. Both locations.
All right. So Sussex and Maguanago.
Mm-hmm.
And all the, you know, if you need directions there, go to cornerstonedevelopment.com. Is there an office number we can give out as well?
You bet. 262-691-2399.
Now, John Whalen is here. He kind of threw it out there. He said, challenge me. If you've got this preconceived notion of condo lifestyle, or even if it's just a question about how they do things at Cornerstone, these specific condos, are there basements? How much storage? You know, who pays for what? The association fees? Bring it on. We'd love to hear from you. And these condos aren't just for boomers that are retiring. These condos are for everybody.
We have single again buyers who perhaps have gone through a divorce or a widow or a widower. We'd love to make them feel comfortable, get them in the clubhouse, get them to the luau to meet people or whatever event we may be sponsoring. Mm-hmm. We have coffee and donuts and we're trying to get things. So there's a walking club, a book club. There are things happening.
Plus, not only that, those when you talk about Sussex and Maguanago, those are two very much up-and-coming communities. A lot of people think, and we talked about preconceived notions before, about condos. What about Sussex? I live in Sussex. I've told you maybe 45 seconds, literally, from that complex, and I drive by it every day. I've watched it develop, and it's gorgeous. But I also do a lot of work in Maguanago. And Maguanago and Sussex maybe has this reputation of being so far from Milwaukee. You're 7 minutes from the freeway, and you're 25 minutes from downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Almost in both.
Both are very accessible. I mean, it's 1.5 miles from Maguanago, where we're located, to get onto Highway 43, and then you're just zipping into town.
Yep, same thing. Right down 164 to I-94, and you're on your way to... Of course, you can't get on your way as easily today and over the weekend to downtown Milwaukee.
The Zoo Interchange, right?
I got caught in that this morning a little
How
bit.
How bad was that for you?
It wasn't. It was just a little bit of an inconvenience. I got off at Moreland and then took Greenfield back and... You know, back in 894.
Well, and I was just the opposite. I was coming north, 45 going south, and of course, nothing came right through. So I think people tend to make a bigger deal out of it in anticipation of it, and then the actual event. I mean, they've got to work on this stuff sometime.
Well,
there's certain things
too,
that need to be done.
The other thing, too, is they've adjusted all the lights on all the detours. So you're going to have, you know, many, I guess, a much longer green if you're on Greenfield headed east to 894. So they've planned all of this out.
Like the Marquette Interchange, they were a little bit ahead of schedule. That turned out so nice. Driving through there at night with all the colors. Beautiful. This is going to be nice when it's all done. Of course, it's taken 4 years, and I have to go through it every day, but that's another story, John. Hey, I want to mention, along with John Whalen here, you will take John Gescheidmeyer questions about real estate in general if they pertain to condos. Do they hold their value? What's the market like in general for condos right now? These condos at Cornerstone Development, John Whalen, are totally different than a condo that's downtown Milwaukee.
They are. I mean, you don't have the hassle of carrying your groceries up onto the elevator to get up to your home. You've got a two-and-a-half or a two-car attached garage.
A basement in some, not all. It depends on if you want that basement, right?
Right. And if it doesn't, then we go a larger garage or pull-down stairs for storage, and we can accommodate storage in other ways for our homes that don't have a basement. I mean, some people, they truly want ranch. And a true ranch is a home without a basement.
Yeah, just a ranch home. They have cathedral ceilings, I believe. All of them?
Yes.
And you get that open space feeling. The trend in remodeling now has been for years to knock down walls and make everything open. Newer homes, that concept holds true as well. Open concept feel.
The great room and all my kitchens, when you're standing at the sink, you're facing out. They're all split ranch, so the bedrooms aren't next to each other. So it goes bedroom, living space, and bedroom. So if you have a guest or perhaps somebody else that lives there, they get their private space, as does the master bedroom.
Are there patio doors?
Oh, yes.
Decks, patios, whatever, outside mm-hmm. for some...
Courtyards.
Okay, good. So we can have a barbecue out there and do all of that?
Right, with privacy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is, you know, a lifestyle that... I remember last time we were on the show, we had people calling in that were in their 30s and 40s saying this is something we really weren't thinking about until we heard you talk about it, because there's some advantages here. A guy that does his lawn work every 3 days, cutting this grass after the June rain, all the work that goes with home ownership, not just lawn work, there's a ton of work that goes along with owning a home. And, John, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, not only that, but let's say you're a business professional. Maybe you're in sales and you travel, and you're a single guy, a single girl. This is a perfect alternative because you can leave the home for a week, week and a half, and you don't have to worry about that stuff because it's all taken care of. I can't tell you how many buyers I have right now that are looking at either a single-family home or condos in whatever areas they're choosing. And so it's a great – in fact, John and I were just talking about it before we went in the air. I have two couples that would that we have to make some introductions to for Cornerstone because they – they don't know what they want, and finding something like this is such a neat alternative.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't as many condo buyers out there as there are for single-family home buyers. We know that. But the market has picked up tremendously. Values in condominiums are rising.
And not only that, these at Cornerstone are very affordable, John. Maybe that's some of the questions people can call in. You said challenge you with questions. You'll address cost.
Would you like a nice condominium at $229,900? Well, we can do it.
$229,000 That's mm-hmm. brand new.
Right.
And you look at this, take the video tour like I did.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at a very, very nice place. How many bedrooms in these condos?
They're all at least two. Many of them also include a den. Some then also include a sunroom. And you know, we have exposed basements in some of our homes where we can do lots of creative things there.
Open up the patio doors and go out the basement that way.
You know, or if you want another bedroom down there for guests or
yeah.
an entertainment room. We've put bars, we've put theaters in.
Home theater, the pool table, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Are there condos available for sale right now?
There are.
Move-in ready?
Yes, and I do a shout-out to some of the realtors out there. If you've got someone that you have that needs something quickly, we can help and make it easy for them. Or maybe they're on a timeline. We can do that, too. We can try to time it so that when they sell their home, you know, the new home is ready.
Yeah.
I would really encourage people to call John. I mean, Redefine Realty, they are phenomenal. They do a great job. Your home will be marketed extremely well. The communication will be great. And you know, even if you have to sell to buy from me, well, we'll take that. It's essentially a reservation. It would be what we call a contingent contract. Yes, you put earnest money down, but it's refundable.
Okay.
So, I mean, in many respects, nothing to lose. You at least know where you could go when your place does sell. And let me tell you, homes are selling. We had one couple, three tours on the first day. The third tour, they never left the home. They had a full price offer.
That first day in the market?
4 hours, yes.
Bob and Craig have talked about the market heating up, John. It certainly has. And you're seeing, again, people getting the asking price or even above it because of the battles going on, the wars, the counteroffers.
But it all boils down to price. And so remember in the last hour we talked about when we do a free market analysis, and those are very lengthy. It takes a lot of time to put mm-hmm. together. But at the same time, we're going to give you a range. If you want to be on the more aggressive side, you can go at the lower price. And that's what spurs the activity. There's very little we can do to market an overpriced property. There's very little that we can do when a property has been on the market for a long time. They haven't moved on price. They haven't done something to make that more attractive to buyers. But I'll tell you, I know John. I've known John for a couple of years. You can't find a better guy in this industry. And I think you're probably one of the guys that a handshake is really a handshake. And we don't see that a lot in today's industry.
It has to be that way. Mm-hmm. If your word is not good, well, then you're really going to struggle. And you're not going to set the long-term legacy that you're really after.
The good old days. And the people, I think, that are moving in these condo neighborhoods, John, that's the lifestyle they want. They want to relax, peaceful, develop some new friendship relationships, have your old friends over to the condo for your cocktail parties, for your Packer parties.
We built Pilgrim Glen in Menominee Falls back in, we started in 05, and We sold it out. 132 of them. We were done by 08.
Oh, my.
And I was back there yesterday. And it was so fun to see some of the owners, and the place looks great. It's a treat to put a neighborhood together, because you'll see people that never knew each other. Now there are dear friendships that develop. Mm-hmm. So many of these people that come in, it's a new chapter in life. Might be a young couple that wants low maintenance.
Yeah, like they travel a lot. Their job takes them out. Maybe they don't have
kids.
Even
if they're just going up north. We had a couple in the falls. They just didn't want to race home to have to cut their lawn on Sunday. They wanted low maintenance here because they did like to spend some extra time up north.
What you just said, I did last week. We're in Door County. Mm-hmm. The whole time home. I got to get home so I have enough time to cut the grass. It takes me about 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be doing it in the dark, which I've done with the John Deere and the lights on, by the way. You're right. It's a whole different lifestyle. If you're looking for that, just it's enough already with the yard work. I want it to look nice. These places look impeccable. The landscaping is as good as you're going to find.
Well, I hope people say that. I think so. It's what we strive for.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And, you know, your questions are going to be coming up next. We're going to sneak in a break now. But if you're just tuning in, our guest on the Redefined Realty Show from Cornerstone Development, John Whalen, joins us. John's been on the show before, and he's kind of laying it out there. Your questions, your concerns, if you're a little... all skeptical about the condo lifestyle. Questions about prices, bring those on. Any kind of concerns or questions are welcome in general about the products and the amenities. John from Redefine can address all of the real estate questions that go along with condos as well. And each caller is getting a $10 gift card just for calling in with a question. And that's in New Berlin for Quaker Steak and Lube. We also are tossing your name in a hat. We haven't even taken a call yet this hour. So what are the odds of you getting that 4-pack of State Fair? Pretty good. We're going to pick out one lucky winner at the end of the show, and you're getting a 4-pack of State Fair tickets. Now, the number to call in is 799-1130, or use the AccuNet Mortgage toll-free line, 800-838-1130. 9476. We've got open lines for you right now on a Saturday morning. It's WISN Sunshine. 73 degrees at 1034. I'm Paul Kronforst, and the Redefined Realty Show will be right back. Welcome back on News Talk 1130 WISN, the Redefined Realty Show, with our guest, John Whalen, from Cornerstone Development. The condo neighborhoods, the lifestyle, the questions that you have are welcome, along with your host, John Gescheidmeyer from Redefined Realty. We're going to go to the phones, taking your calls. Muskego, Ellen, you're first up here today. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Ellen?
I'm fine, thank you. Mr. Whalen, I was wondering, how many... units are in one building?
Well, that's a great question. Some of ours, in Maguanago, they're either two, or some are a single, standalone.
Oh.
Yeah. And then,
how far apart, excuse me?
Well, up at Seven Stones in Sussex, we have either duplexes or fourplexes. And our fourplexes are really quite unique. Take a side-by-side and put it back-to-back with another one, and you end up with four. So the garages are in the middle.
How far apart are these buildings about? How close would you be to a neighbor of another building?
Now, that also depends. Well, it's a great question. I would say, on average, about 30 feet.
Oh, okay.
It could be more. It does depend.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, thanks for the call.
Good question,
call.
Ellen. Yeah, great questions. Like we said, any questions on these specific condos at Cornerstone Development, the lifestyle? There's association fees with all condos, I believe. Right, John?
Right.
And that's for a reason. You keep yours to a very nice monthly fee. Do you mind addressing that?
No, I think that's an excellent question. The fees are related to the budget and the maintenance of the new neighborhood. So what we try to do is build exteriors, like, for example, at Seven Stones, with the hardy plank and the hardy trim that I mentioned. Those have 15-year warranties for paint. And so what we do to assess the budget is look at all the maintenance that is required for the outside and monies to be put aside for the long-term capital reserves. And at Sussex, we're at $230 a month, and that handles your landscaping, your snow removal, both shoveling, plowing. That's insurance to replace your home. That's the clubhouse, the pool,
I mean,
and
think
reserve
of that.
Monies.
Yeah, I was just going to mention the swimming pool, mm-hmm. the clubhouse alone. the money it would take to hire somebody, a private contractor, to plow your driveway, to shovel sidewalks, to do all of that. This is worry-free. This is come home, enjoy, and do what you want to do. Go to bed at night, wake up, and not lift a finger in the yard. If you want to plant some flowers or be a part of it, you can do that, too.
You can. You can enhance it. And many of our owners do. I love it. Also, our clubhouses have exercise rooms. So that can supplant any club you might have to drive to. You can just walk on down, and we've got an exercise facility.
All right. And from a guy who shows a lot of condos to buyers, $230 is extremely reasonable. It's a that's a great value for not only new, but a pool mm-hmm. that's also new, mm-hmm. a new community, and an exercise room.
Yeah, if you'd be there, you'd be. I'd be that's that guy at the pool value. Every day.
Hey, now, Maguanago, the fees are $195. A little bit less.
We keep it under $200 a month. Mm-hmm. Let's get to Betty calling from West Dallas. Our guest, John Whelan from Cornerstone Development. Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Hi, Betty.
How can we help
you? How
are
you doing, Betty?
Well, my question is, you've given a lot of the pros, you know, the good things about living in a condo. Can you tell me anything that people might not like as well? Or like the rules and regulations, how often do they change? How often do the fees change? All that sort of thing.
See, that's why we asked you to call in. We wanted some of that, you know, skepticism to come out. So what's your first question, Betty? What would you be skeptical of?
I'm not skeptical. I'm just interested in knowing what the difference is. The fees.
I hear somebody in the background helping.
Yeah, this is a good call.
We've all right.
A couple folks there with ideas and question marks in their minds. So the rules and regulations, Betty, they're written so that, you know, like I said earlier, you maintain value. So, but if someone, frankly, if you're someone that would like a pink flamingo in the front yard, that wouldn't be allowed. If you're in our neighborhoods, pit bulls, Rottweilers, and Chows are not welcome.
But other pets are.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you limit it. And that's for obvious reasons.
It is for obvious reasons. But there are some beautiful and nice pit bulls and Rottweilers
of
and Chows out there.
That are well trained.
Yeah. And if you're really in tune with them and that's what you have and like to live with, well, that won't work.
Right.
The fees. You asked, can they go up? And the rules and regulations, can they change? They can. And frankly, they're likely to. You know, the neighborhood I created in Brookfield, that started out and we were allowing just two pots for flowers on the patios, thinking that would be reasonable so someone wouldn't go crazy. Well, it really didn't make much sense. And we didn't realize it at first, but we expanded that because that's what the owners are asking for.
Because your rules change and evolve just like mm-hmm. development, just like buildings, just like society does.
They do. But, Betty, you know, your neighbors are collectively going to get together. So there's the reasonableness to maintain the rules and regs and the budget. I mean, their objectives are parallel with yours. So,
Betty, do you have other questions? And I hear somebody else asking.
Do I get a vote in anything like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And also, one more thing. Every once in a while, I've heard that people can have problems with their condos and so on, and then they have the expense of fixing up stuff. And sometimes they have problems with getting the rest of the association to pay for something, or if, say, too many units become vacant. What happens with everything then?
Well, see, the owners are responsible for their monthly association dues. And let's just say someone was to stop paying their dues. There are rules and regs, and even in the bylaws or in the declaration, it's written that there are means to go after the money if you needed to.
And those association fees are in a fund that's meant to address the repairs, the maintenance of the pool, the snow removal, mm-hmm. the grass cutting, mm-hmm. the flowers, mm-hmm. everything.
What's nice is it's done collectively. So let's say something needed to be done, you know, collectively, you can negotiate more effectively, you know. So at Seven Stones, there are 56 homes that are going to be there in the end. Those folks can negotiate better than you could for your single home in West Dallas.
Betty, you had a great question. I put you back on hold because I think Spencer's going to take your information. We are mailing out those gift cards. Every caller gets one to Quaker Steak and Lube, and also one of you is going to win those for tickets to State Fair. Make sure you're listening at the end of the hour when we announce that winner. It's the Redefined Realty Show today on WISN. Next up from Greenfield is Kathleen. Kathleen?
Oh, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. I was wondering if you have one and two bedroom, and what are the price of your condo?
All right. Well, all of our homes are at least two bedrooms. And in Maguanago, they start at $229,900, and depending on location and the style you choose, they could go up to around $300,000.
When I heard that price, $229,000, mm-hmm. and then I took the video tour, I was shocked. I'm thinking upper threes, maybe pushing four for what you get. And take a look at them, Kathleen. I mean, go out and tour them. They're open every day. Mm-hmm. Inside and outside, I think that's a heck of a price.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be great to see them. Then I have just one more question. I know you said you don't have one bedroom, but I have heard that two bedroom has a better resale value. Is that true?
I'm going to turn to John. I'm nodding my head, but I'm going to turn to the expert sitting at my side here.
Well, and that is a great question because we don't. It's almost like selling a two bedroom house. There are definitely buyers out for a two-bedroom house, but they are more difficult to sell than a three-bedroom. So in the condo world, a one-bedroom is a lot more difficult to sell than a two. Usually a two-bedroom and a two-full bath are pretty much your norms for condos these days on the aftermarket. And three bedrooms, at least when I'm out with my buyers, is a definite bonus.
Well, thank you very much.
Kathleen, really good questions today. Now, you can tour these. You're open every day. What are your hours today? What are you open today?
12 to 5. And tomorrow, 12 to 5.
Both places?
Mm-hmm.
That's Sussex and Maguanago. Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, 10 to 5. Both places. Just come to the clubhouse. We've got the floor plans. We've got lots of information. And then we can get you on tour. Because we've got multiple models at both locations.
So you start at the clubhouse, get a look at the pool. You know, there's workout centers, a flat screen TV, kitchen in there, right?
Oh, yes.
So you can have caterers, you can have your own food, whatever you want to do. Sussex and Maguanago. And, of course, go to the website. That is cornerstonedevelopment.com. John Whalen joins us today from Cornerstone Development. From Redefine Realty, your host today is John Gescheidmeyer, and I'm Paul Kronforst. What do we have, 12 minutes left, 13 minutes left in the hour? Plenty of time to get more condo questions answered. Also, John is here to answer real estate questions, as always, on WISN. If you call 799-1130 or the Acunet Mortgage toll-free line, that's 800-838-WISN. Back on News Talk 1130 WISN, Cornerstone Development. Our guest is John Whalen, and he joins your host, John Gescheidmeyer, from Redefined Realty, and that's their website. And please check out both sites, RedefineRealty.com, CornerstoneDevelopment.com. There's so much good stuff on both of those sites. I'm Paul Kronforst as we go back to the phones. Oh, hold on. Was that the right one? Kathleen in Greenfield, or is that, I'm sorry, Dave in Milwaukee is next up. Hi, Dave. Good afternoon, or good morning at this point.
All right. I got a more of a real estate question. I'm selling my house right now, and I heard something on the program a couple of weeks ago where they handled the closings on the houses for like $250, and I contacted one of the Redefined Realty, and they said they haven't heard of that program.
I guess it depends on what you mean. There's a general, I guess, misconception sometimes about closing costs. When you buy a home in at least southeastern Wisconsin, and for the most part it's the same across the state, you don't pay the seller's portions of the closing costs as a buyer. You pay your own. So whatever loan origination fees and all that stuff, that's what you have to pay for as a buyer. On the selling side, unfortunately, the seller has to pay things like the state's transfer tax, which is a dollar per or $3 per thousand of the purchase price. That's the privilege of selling your home in the state of Wisconsin. So that's something you have to pay along with the title fees. The reason why you pay those is because when you purchased the house, more than likely you didn't have to pay for it. So you're not getting it on both ends, but you are getting it on the seller side. As far as a $250 fee, I'm not sure who would offer that.
Is he possibly talking, John, about the you pay some money up front or you can pay it on the back end?
No, this is more like and they'd handle all the paperwork for selling the house, like a lawyer would do.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think a caller may have asked that, but that's not the policy at Redefine. I think that might have been a question.
No, commissions at Redefine is 3.99% flat. Yep. We still give away the 2.4% co-broke. We do an upfront fee of $4.99. But one of the things we don't probably talk about enough is the program that I run at Redefine for our military veterans and public safety, our MVP program. And that's for any military, any veteran, anyone who was a police officer, firefighter, sheriff's deputy, state trooper, dispatcher, EMT, paramedic. We're going to give you $200 as a credit against that at the end, just as our way of saying thanks. The title, we have a partnership with our title group, and that title group charges a little bit more than $250, but they take care of everything. And really, honestly, if you want that all completely broken down, Dave, you can email me, call me, and we'll tell you exactly what we charge up front.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. Ben in Big Bend is calling. Ben, how are you?
Very good. Thank you.
You have a condo question.
Yes, I got a question about the condos. I'm just wondering, is there options available for, like, extra garages on the properties that can be used for, let's say, man caves or for things like that, like a personal workshop? Are those options available?
Oh, good question. Well, yes, we have a clubhouse, but typically what we'll do there, Ben, is actually work with you to create your workshop in the basement. I mean, it's a blank slate.
The basement.
We're filling out the basement.
So you can design that with your own contractor?
Oh, yeah, sure. And with a walkout or a lookout, I mean, it's easy to get materials in and out.
And there's enough. Now, there's mechanicals on there, too, right?
Sure.
Furnace and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you could do the finished part, whatever you want it to be, the man cave, the home theater, pool table. You've got your mechanical room. You could have your workshop there.
Right.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, with a little bit of a disability where walking up and down stairs isn't a really good option. That's why I'm wondering if we could have it like an extra garage, let's say next to the existing garage. Like, is there some options like that, or is that, you know?
Well, the garages are what, 2.5?
The garages are really deep. Yeah, 2.5. So we could, I mean, they're super deep. We could create space out there even in yours.
And these are all ranch style, so there's no stairs going upstairs at all.
Right.
It's just one level.
But, you know, I do specifically. I'd want to answer your question specifically, okay? And that is, we're not adding on.
Go ahead, John.
Okay. So we're not adding on another garage. You know, you've got it platted, and the municipality has it such that we can build what we can build.
You can't add a shed outside in the back lawn, in other words.
Correct.
Yeah.
But inside, we can really do some creative things
within the footprint of the condo.
Right.
Yeah.
And for this gentleman, If it's tough to get down those stairs, you know, we have the ability to put in a lift that would, it's not that expensive.
You could do that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The initial construction.
The draw
right
of the ranch design to begin with, especially for those people as we progress in age, it's a little bit more difficult to traverse those stairs. And so you've got first floor utilities. You've got pretty much everything, garage right into your, you know, showers. Those are all things that you guys have thought of and have pre-planned.
Mm-hmm.
To add a garage in a condo complex when it's already been through the municipality for approval would be next to impossible.
Yeah, it's not the way it's designed to do. But I will say this, if you look at the garages online, and I would urge you to go there, getting back to your question, Ben, cornerstonedevelopment.com, very nice size garages, very large, very deep, and space above for storage with stairs as well. We'll be right back on WISN, and don't go anywhere. We're going to announce the winner of that 4-pack of State Fair tickets next.
Thanks for listening to the Redefined Realty Show. I hope you took something valuable away from today's show and enjoyed it enough to join us again next week. Listing your home is easy with just a quick phone call to our offices at 262-732-5800 or online by clicking the green List Now button at RedefinedRealty.com. Thanks for the opportunity, and we hope to talk to you soon.
Back on News Talk 1130 WISN, we had some people we just don't have time to get to any more callers, but John Whalen, you lit up the phone lines. We had a lot of questions today and good ones on condominium lifestyle. So as we end the show, cornerstonedevelopment.com is his website, cornerstonedevelopment.com. And John, you have a phone number, give out your hours, all that good stuff.
Okay. Monday through Friday, we're open 10 to 5 at both locations, and then on the weekends, today and tomorrow, 12 to 5. Phone number is 262-691-2399.
I wish you luck.
Thank you, sir.
At your luau.
Thank
Not like you,
you
need luck. You're going to have fun. Yeah, I mean, that's just an example of you get everybody together for fun at these condo neighborhoods. The winner of the tickets is Ellen. Ellen won the 4-pack of State Fair tickets. Congrats. We'll be getting those out to you and contacting you, Ellen. And John Gescheidmeyer, again, 3.99%, redefinerealty.com. is your website.
You can call us at any time. We have agents in the office now, Karen and Wally, 262-732-5800. Go to our website. You can find all of our trusted vendors on there as well. Scan our agents, pick one that looks best for you, and give us a call or email us. We'd be glad to help you.
Good seeing you once again, John. It's 2 weeks in a row you've hosted the show.
You as well. Good seeing you.
Have a great weekend, everybody, and thanks for tuning in once again to the Redefine Realty Show on WISN.